And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg, who's out sick today. Joining us for this half hour, we have Brad Bishop and Ashley from Offensive, which is a nonprofit here in Pensacola. Their goal, and you can kind of speak more to this, but I understand that you're all about reducing drug overdoses and homelessness, tackling that here in Pensacola.
Yes, sir, and thanks for having us this morning. Yes, our mission did start to reduce the overdoses that we were seeing here in Northwest Florida. And in doing that, we started an outreach team that would go into areas that were impacted heavily by substance use and overdose. And we would connect individuals in those spaces to resources for treatment or mental health. And through that outreach, we also stumbled upon a specific type of human trafficking that takes place in our communities, in the unsheltered communities. And with that, gave birth to what we call Camp O, which is our women's transitional camp that is for women that are unsheltered and struggle with substance use or mental health and cannot find resources or an escape from their trafficking situations.
How long has Offensive been around?
We started in June of 2023. My brother passed away of fentanyl on May 20th, 2023. And at the casket, June 6th, was when Offensive was started. It was an idea. We did not know what we were going to do, but we knew that something had to happen.
Mm-hmm. And fentanyl is one of those silent and deadly sort of drugs to be addicted to, can be kind of put into almost anything, and people might think that they're getting, let's just take like a Adderall for example, but that might be laced with fentanyl, and suddenly there's a problem.
And that's the case with my brother. It was supposed to be a Xanax and turned out to be fentanyl. And at this point in time, I did not understand the addiction of fentanyl. I completely misunderstood what fentanyl was, and that was based on what I would hear from traditional sources of information, and that was that it's just this super scary thing that was sent here to kill us and that we don't know about. But as I dug deeper into understanding, you know, I realized how addictive it was and how many people are controlled by it out here, and the types of things that it leads to, including that type of human trafficking that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. And how big of a problem is fentanyl and opioid as a problem for Escambia and Santa Rosa County?
So it's an evolving thing. So it is a very big problem, and it's hard to measure because fentanyl keeps taking shape. What we're still calling fentanyl is not actually fentanyl anymore. There's other variations, other more kind of experimental substances out there that are not, they don't show up in medical examiner's reports until it's too late. You know, half the time we don't even know they're in our population, and they're moving around our communities. We don't know what they are. We have no way to fight against them.
Mm-hmm.
With fentanyl, we've been empowered here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County with the CORE program. And what's very special about them is you can call them if you're withdrawing from fentanyl, and they will come out to you, and they will bring medically assisted treatment, Subutex, and they will administer it on the spot and monitor the withdrawal symptoms until they subside. And then they will make an appointment with community health, and they will continue to check on you each day and provide the Subutex and monitor your withdrawal symptoms to keep them at bay until this appointment. Then they take you to the appointment, and then you get a 90-day prescription. And so why that's important is because Subutex and Suboxone, methadone, these types of things are the best weapon we have against fentanyl in the streets, against these super opiates that are killing everyone, because it takes away those withdrawal symptoms and allows the individual to lead a manageable life and even thrive, whereas the street drugs out here are constantly taking and taking and taking and dragging people into the streets, we keep seeing a bigger and bigger unsheltered population and don't really have an understanding of what's going on, why. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with our mentality. We were taught not to enable. That was ingrained into our heads and to the point that we don't even really understand what that means anymore, except just completely turn your back and, you know, let everybody hit rock bottom. And if you go outside, you can realize that rock bottom is at full capacity and there was not really a game plan for recovery.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of your organization is outreach into the various communities going out there. I know that you do some Narcan education and distribution, as well as some other things. So just talk to me about the resources that you're working with the community on.
So as I mentioned before, CORE, that is the number one weapon we have. We have Lakeview here, which has CRF, Central Receiving Facility. And it is a way that if somebody is having a substance use or mental health crisis, they can go right in and get the treatment they need. They will direct you either to the substance use side or the mental health side, and you'll be able to receive the treatment. That's something that's not very well known. 211, anybody around the area can call 211 and find resources. Also, the waterfront, we have the waterfront is the unsheltered shelter that we have here. So those are predominantly who we use community health for most of our just general health and even substance use treatment. Health and Hope Clinic is a free clinic we have here in Pensacola. That's a incredible resource. And so what we do is, and who we are is we are peers. We are individuals with lived experience that have found recovery and been successful in, you know, managing our mental health. And it's not just substance use, mental health or housing instability. Somebody that's lived through it and now has the tools to reach back out and help other individuals out. And so we're big advocates for the peer. And that's where Ashley plays a big role in Offensive. She's the director of education. She's a certified recovery peer specialist, and she's an advanced lead facilitator for NAMI. And NAMI is the National Alliance for Mental Illness. And they're kind of the big dog when it comes to mental health nonprofits. They're national, but she represents the local part, and she is instrumental in getting the training and certifications needed for the peer certification. The peer is a state recognized certification. And there's a big need in the community. There's a demand. The state is requesting more peers to fill spaces. And Ashley brings that whole aspect to the table to where now we're not just people doing it. We're solidified, we're certified, you know, we're getting the respect that we deserve.
Yeah, so tell me about the local partnerships you have. I've heard United Way 211 program, and I've heard NAMI. I'm guessing there's other organizations that you partner with. Whichever one of you wants to tackle that.
Absolutely. Banyan Treatment Center, that's one of our the ones that we like to refer people to when we're talking about treatment. Lakeview Road to Recovery. Lakeview has a lot of different opportunities within. What else do we have out here as far as who we work with?
Do you work with law enforcement at all? I mean, is there a close connection there to?
We do. The Milton Police Department, we work along very well with every law enforcement we do. We don't try to interfere in the work that they have to do, but what we do is we look out for the individuals that aren't really going, they don't have criminal intent, but there's an element of substance use, mental health, or housing instability. And in those cases, it's kind of a waste of resources for officers to be involved and to try to figure out what to do when they're trained to stop crime.
Mm-hmm.
Crime is going on a couple blocks away. They're tied up here. That's where like an outreach team, like offensive, can come in and find out what's going on with this guy. What kind of resources does he need? Does he need to go to CRF, like I was just talking about? Does he need the CORE program? Can we connect with Opening Doors? Opening Doors is a big community partner. They're the lead agency for the COC here, the Continuum of Care. They handle all the funds for HUD and DCF when it comes to the unsheltered community. And they're a big partner of ours. So anything that has to do with housing stability, that is who we go to. And the COC is made up of quite a bit, city, county, Health and Hope Clinic, Offensive, Waterfront, all the resources that are for the unsheltered community kind of gather with the COC. And we also have the same thing for substance use. It's called the Northwest Florida Safe Path Network. And that's like a continuum of care when it comes to substance use, because what my personal experience and what we've come to find and a lot of people's experience is, you have a loved one that has a substance use issue and you finally get through to them and they say, okay, take me to the help. And then you start calling every number in the book and you're calling all the wrong places because you don't know how to navigate this thing. It's like a tangled web. You know, there's a lot of resources, but they all do different things. So starting from ground zero, not knowing how to navigate this, it gets really, really, it feels defeating, and it's real easy to just give up. And that happens quite often when people are trying to find the resources. That's why, and as peers, we understand that. So we do our best to gather all the resources and lay them out on the table and see what makes most sense for that individual. It's not one size fits all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brad Bishop, I'm sorry, from Offensive is our guest, and Ashley is here as well, taking questions. If you have any questions for him, 437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, it's another gallery night in downtown Pensacola from 5 till 10. This month, it's a celebration of Navy Days. See gallerynightpensacola.org for more. Enjoy Florida Lighthouse Day at the Pensacola Lighthouse Saturday from 10 till 3. The free event includes games, activities, and fun for the family. Presented by Florida Arts and Culture. See pensacolalighthouse.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You ever look at your bank account and think, okay, that could be better? Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. Brad Bishop, our guest for this half hour from Offensive, a group here in Pensacola that is working to reduce drug overdoses, human trafficking, and the homeless situation in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Glad to have you here. I know that Camp O is something that you mentioned during the last segment, so tell me a little bit more about Camp O and what you hope to achieve with that.
Camp O currently shelters 15 women. It's in a place that it was never supposed to be what it is. We were making do, and it came to light. The county found out about it. The city found out about it. Opening Doors found out about it, and everybody came together for this new project called Camp O2, which is being built out to be a camp, to be exactly what we set out to do. And the city of Pensacola is providing us pallet shelters for that. So we'll have 70 square foot shelters that are equipped with electricity, air conditioning and everything, restrooms out on this property. It's 1.3 acres. It's currently under construction. Right now we're in the permitting phase. We've got all our site plans turned in, and we're working on erosion control and stuff like that at this point. But we're very excited. It will be able to shelter 35 individuals, women, when it's running. So we'll be able to increase capacity from 15 to 35 at this new location.
And you're going to have peer specialists be part of this that can help the homeless population with, like, ID situations, insurance, food assistance, those sorts of things, right?
Yes. We have what we call the GOAT team, which is a peer-informed case management. A lot of the individuals we work with have some sort of trauma with a case manager in their history, so they tend to shy away from, you know, developing a relationship with somebody as a case manager. So we have our GOAT team, our goal-oriented achievement technicians, and these are all peers, all individuals of lived experience that have had to navigate getting your ID again, birth certificate, insurance, and all these types of things, getting set up with disability or Social Security or whatever the case may be.
Okay. And like any nonprofit, I know that fundraising is always a huge part of that world and supporting the work that you're doing. So you do have an event coming up called the Great Cornholy Family Tournament. Holyo. Okay. Tell me about that.
Great Cornholio. Yes. So we're all volunteers, and we do this because there's something in our heart, that there's a pain in our heart that this kind of alleviates. And the camp costs money. It just takes money to keep this thing running. So on May 31st, we are having a cornhole tournament called the Great Cornholio Tournament. It's at First Presbyterian Church in Milton, Florida. Sunday afternoon, May 31st. The address is 5203 Elmira Street. We're looking for tournament sponsors, board sponsors, and team entries. Team entries only $35 to sponsor a board. It's $150, and to sponsor the tournament, it's $500. The event will start about 1 o'clock on Sunday, May 31st, and we will have other activities. Like, all the corn dogs will be gathering over by the cornhole tables, right? That's where we'll be playing. That's where it'll be real serious. But we'll have bounce houses and all kinds of festivities for the family throughout the area at First Presbyterian. So we're looking for a family fun day with a cornhole competition.
Is this the first time you're doing this, or have you been doing this for a while?
This will be our first cornhole tournament. We like to do kind of interesting community-driven fundraisers. We did a 5K, the Big O 5K. That was fun. Mm-hmm. We had a great turnout. Representative Salzman showed up. Opening Doors showed up. Bruce. Chief Frank from the Milton Police Department showed up. The Santa Rosa County Corps program showed up. So we like to do these real engaging events with the community. We had a great softball tournament before. We had what we call Muddy Gras, which was like everybody dressed up their ATVs like Mardi Gras, and then we drove them all through the mud. And then we have had a comedy show. So these are the types of things that we put to the community, something that the community can enjoy as well as not just giving your money.
And it sounds like there's a limited number of teams. How many teams can you accommodate?
24. We're shooting for 24 teams.
Okay, perfect. And what other activities are you going to have? You kind of alluded to that already. Are there things that they bring the kids along?
So there'll be bounce houses, little games, kind of, we'll make it a festival partnered with First Presbyterian Church. So
perfect. And where can people go for more information if they want to learn more about the event?
So you can check out our website, offensiveoffensive.com. And I would encourage everybody to check out our Facebook, spelled the same way, offensive. That's where we distribute most of our information. We've got quite a following there, and we distribute a lot of content through our Facebook page.
Okay, we'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return.
But I haven't.
One in four tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 when Delina from the Pensacola Boot Store will be on the show discussing who the Boot Store is, what's behind the big red boot, and the Boot Store's community involvement. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Delina from the Pensacola Boot Store.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, this is Sean with HQ Barbecue and Hot Pond in Pensacola.
Hey, this is Chad Brillante, Communications Director at Career Source Escarosa.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
When our commercials air, we notice an increase in foot traffic, successfully reaching our desired demographic.
And when it comes to reaching job seekers and employers in our community, we look to ADX Communications for digital and radio advertising. Keep up the great work.
I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today, 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
MDR.
Weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
That's how we know it's live radio. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I had nothing to do with that, by the way. That was all the computer. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg, who's out sick today. Joining me for this half hour is Brad Bishop from Offensive Corporation and Ashley. They're an organization that deals with reducing drug overdoses in our community, Santa Rosa, Escambia County, also tackling human trafficking and homelessness. Talk to me a little bit about the need for volunteers. So I know that your organization throughout the course of the year must be doing a lot of stuff, like starting with the point in time count, figuring out who that homeless population is, and then figuring out what services to connect them with, and then distributing those services. Talk to me about the volunteers.
Yes, there's always a need for volunteers. In fact, we are having a volunteer training in Santa Rosa County this Friday at 10 a.m. at First Presbyterian Church. The address is 5203 Elmira Street in Milton, Florida. And you can come out and kind of get a feel for what we do and see maybe what areas you would like to volunteer in if you're interested. And after that, if outreach is your thing, we'll go do a separate volunteer training for outreach and kind of show you the ropes in Santa Rosa. If you're more interested in Escambia, we could get you placed over there. As Brad mentioned, we have our GOAT team that does case management. So there's all types of things that you can do to volunteer with us. And
I would imagine with the event, the Cornholio, there's probably a need for volunteers there as well.
Absolutely. Fundraising events, yes, there's definitely a need. And if you're interested, you can also call our hotline at 448-228-7037.
Okay, and if they want to sign up to be a volunteer, what's the website?
Offensive.com.
All right. Thank you both for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank